This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. This week marks National Forest Products Week, aimed at recognizing the role forests play in our economy, environment, and everyday lives. Paul Fowler is the director of the Wisconsin Institute for Sustainable Technology at UW-Stevens Point. He says the third week of October is set aside to honor the forestry and forest products industry nationwide.
It's the third week of October when we sort of celebrate, acknowledge, recognize the forestry and forest products assets of the entire nation.
Fowler says forest products touch nearly every part of our daily lives.
You encounter these products every day of your life, right? From the tissue that you wipe your face with, or bathroom tissue, tea bags, coffee filters, clearly paper, but also the disposable diapers, hardwood flooring.
He says forestry is especially important to Wisconsin's economy.
Forestry and forest products are probably the fourth largest manufacturing sector in the state. That means they make an enormous contribution to the state's economy, to the livelihood of tens of thousands of people, and also just the quality of life that we receive from our forests.
Fowler says the best way to celebrate Forest Products Week is simple.
Just think, be a little bit thoughtful about what you do during your day and sort of marvel at how forestry touches your lives. Even if you think it doesn't, it does.
Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say there's been a significant drop in the number of residents who have already received their flu shot this year. According to DHS data, only about 309,000 Wisconsinites have gotten their flu shot so far in the month of October. Last October, that number was nearly 860,000. DHS officials are encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible as winter weather begins to move into the state and respiratory illnesses start to become more common again. You can visit a local CVS or Walgreens pharmacy for your vaccinations, or visit a local vaccine clinic. Marshfield Children's is inviting parents and their children to attend a Boo to the Flu vaccine clinic at the Marshfield Medical Center from 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, October 29th. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging Wisconsinites to continue to protect themselves against mosquito bites. The advice comes after the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, or EEE. This means there are mosquitoes still present in Wisconsin that can spread the virus and possibly other illnesses to people and animals. EEE is fatal in most horses showing signs of illness. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. Horses can be vaccinated for EEE and West Nile virus, and officials recommend reducing exposure to mosquitoes by keeping horses in the barn from dusk to dawn when mosquitoes are most active. DHS urges people, especially those who spend time working or playing outdoors, to continue to take steps throughout the fall season to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. The Village of Weston is inviting residents to a listening session next week as they develop a bicycle and pedestrian plan. The plan will guide the future of sidewalks, trails, and bikeways in the area. According to a community announcement, individuals are welcome to share ideas, concerns, and priorities for the future of biking, walking, and rolling in Weston. The meeting will be conducted using Zoom and can be accessed via smartphone, tablet, or computer. Or you can join the meeting in person at the Weston Village Hall next Wednesday at 4 p.m. For more information on how to register for the meeting, visit the Village of Weston Facebook page. A garden and plant center in Merrill is hosting a plant and shrub auction this weekend. Plant Garden Center will auction off their remaining shrubs and trees. Half of the proceeds will go towards the Household Abuse Victims Emergency Network, or HAVEN, which is a nonprofit organization serving people who have been impacted by interpersonal abuse and violence. The auction will start at 10 a.m. at 1003 Center Avenue in Merrill on Saturday. Yellowbanks Park in Weston now has a new inclusive kayak launch and parking lot. WSAW reports the launch and parking lot are open to the public looking to explore the Eau Claire River following months of planning and construction. It features a transfer bench and rollers to help people in and out of the water, and a new parking lot next to the park features spaces for vehicles and kayak trailers. The dock will be taken out during the winter season, but will return for the regular kayak season. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all. Honestly, it's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.